Thank you for calling the Organization of Staff Analysts Newsline for the two-week period starting Monday, July 1st. This past spring, the Municipal Labor Committee discussed increasing optional drug rider costs without providing details. 2 weeks ago, it was revealed that substantial increases were planned for the HIP HMO standard and grandfathered drug plan riders, set to take effect in July. This news shocked OSA leadership, prompting immediate action to delay the increases. We are pleased to announce that thanks to the union's dedicated presence on the Municipal Labor Committee's Labor Management Health Insurance Policy Technical Committee and Bob Krogan's long tenure on the MLC's Steering Committee, OSA has successfully delayed the increases for the HIP optional drug riders. Special thanks to OSA Executive Board Member John Mazzarella for his efforts. More updates will follow as they become available. We are also happy to announce that representatives from OSA's Transit Authority Unit counted ballots for the ratification of the contract between OSA and the New York City Transit Authority on June 24th. The membership overwhelmingly ratified the agreement. The next step is to receive approval by the Transit Board at their July 31st meeting. OSA will be hosting a chapter meeting at the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene on Thursday, July 11th. As per usual, there will be two sessions, the first from 12 to 1 p.m. and the second from 1 to 2 p.m. These sessions will feature presentations from union staff, a question and answer segment, and lunch for in-person attendees. The union office will be closed on Thursday, July 4th. In observance of Independence Day, we wish everyone a happy and safe holiday.